In 1987, we move into County Wicklow again and to Tinnahealy and Carnew Union and to the large church at Carnew, which is so prominent in the town, All Saints, and the neighbouring school. And one thinks of various distinguished voices that have come from Carnew, but I might mention in particular one of the great sons of the diocese of the last generation, Victor Griffin, who became Dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, and probably more than anybody else almost in the Church of Ireland of the 1970s and 80s, was responsible often in unpromising circumstances for as it were, beating the drum, rallying the people to the cause of pluralism and tolerance and a much more open Irish society with much less, as it were, hypocrisy and ethical certainty concerning complex moral matters going on in our midst. So we owe a lot to Victor Griffin for the broadening of society, and he was and always proud to be a man of Carnew. Getting away in my memory of 1987 from more political and ecclesiastical matters, 1987 was the year when the present system of vehicle registration was introduced, stating on a white plate, front and rear, the year of first registration, the county and the number. The older system, which it replaced, which itself went back to the early days of motoring, it was replaced allegedly because they were running out of numbers, but the vestiges of the old system, interestingly, remain in the north, where they somehow managed to put more digits onto the numbers. But the old system was an apparently complicated all-Ireland system, but the principle was really quite simple. And by the way, the number plates before 87 tended to have red to the rear. What the old system did was it took the counties in alphabetical order by their English name. And bear in mind that included King's County and Queen's County rather than Offaly and Laois. But it took the counties in alphabetical order by their English name, added the key letter, which of course was I for Ireland, and then began to allocate registrations. So IA was Antrim, IB was Armagh, IC was Carlow, ID was Cavan, IE was Clare, IF was Cork, and so on. And then when they got to the end of the alphabet doing that with IZ Mayo, they reversed the lettering and continued AI Meath, and so on. And there were additional, mostly urban areas where the key letter was Z rather than I. You can still see some continuing ZV plates, which are a kind of special classic cars thing. You can still see some Z plates on certain vintage cars and old tractors too. The old Kilkenny IP registrations, of course, became desired and marketable because they included combinations like VIP, which was a great thing to have in your car. In 1987, all this was simplified, and the European emblem was then added to the plates in 1991. But there are some things they didn't notice. First of all, it entirely distorted the motor trade into annual selling, which was one of the reasons in 2013, as opposed to fear of superstition, that they introduced a registration for each half year, 131 and 132 that year for the period from January to June and then from July to December, to try to focus some of the selling on the summer. Secondly, the new registrations are based on the abbreviations of the county titles in English. Later they added the full name of the county in Irish. And above all, I think the 1987 system marked the bringing to, you might say, an unnecessary end of an enduring system which, like the Church of Ireland dioceses and parishes indeed, was one of the few things which didn't actually acknowledge partition. So for over 30 years, I think to myself, partitionist mentality whenever I look at a car registration plate.